Could you talk a little bit about Steve Smith going to Philly? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm disappointed, obviously. I thought he'd be a Giant all the way, you know, with the circumstances and the fact that, you know, Dr. Warren did the surgery, and I think we know quite a bit about what it takes to get him back on the field. But from having said all that, we certainly know that that's the nature of our business. And, you know, there's some disappointing factors involved, which I'm not going to get into because I'm not the one to speak on that. But we're disappointed that he's not here.
Were you under the impression there was a deal?
Was that?
Were you under the impression there was a deal with Steve?
No, I don't think so. No.
How cognizant were you of the marketplace for him?
How what?
How aware were you of the market for Steve elsewhere?
Well, I think that we conservatively approached it, at least in terms of thinking, that you know, that certainly there's a market for a player of that value, but that you know, there were some issues that had to be dealt with as well, and that perhaps it would there was some more time to be spent in the process of getting ready to play. So our people had pursued an offer and tried to get this done a long time ago, to be honest with you, but nothing ever came forth from their people. And so, you know, we were constantly told that whatever was, if and when the market did develop, that we would always be included in what was going on.
Tom, at what point is there like recognition that there's more people going out the door than there are coming in, and does that cause you concern?
Well, certainly it causes concern, you know, and but again, the nature of the profession, and we just have to go on from here. We have plenty of good players in the building. We got to go from here.
Tom, you said you were going to be kept abreast of stuff here. They go down there and just not give you a chance to match here? They just took the deal?
I understand, there wasn't any involvement on our part at all. We were never brought into the discussion.
Tom, with Kevin
and we were told we were going to.
With Kevin and Steve gone now, do you feel confident the guys you have here that they can step in and fill those free big shoes?
I do. There's a couple of spots that, from the receiver standpoint, that have to be proven out. Certainly, two guys that were most instrumental in what we did a year ago are still here and performing at a high level, so I feel good about that. The challenge Travis Beckham and some of these guys that have had an opportunity to play on a part-time basis, which now have greater opportunities, the word is opportunity. It's right there for them, so they got to go get it.
How much time will your starter see on Saturday?
We usually go 15 to 18 snaps. You know, we'll take into consideration any injury situation or anyone that causes us to have some kind of limitation. But usually it's around 15 to 18 snaps.
And are any of the new starters maybe going to see more time just because they are new?
Not necessarily. You have a lot of people to look at.
Coach, with the OTAs and the mini camps gone and your limited hitting time, does the preseason take on added importance now for evaluation?
Oh, without a doubt. You just hit the nail on the head. There hasn't been any evaluation, so here we go. And you're playing a preseason game with about 11 practices, so here we go.
Do you have both your punters punt?
Yes.
Are also quarterbacks going to play?
We'll probably arrange that so that three will play and another week the other quarterback will have a chance to play.
Have you ever gone into a game knowing less about your roster than this one? Or would it go back to like a college team or something?
I think we know most. Okay. Our roster, we know a little bit about our roster, but it's a great chance to play, and the challenge is right there in front of our guys. So,
Coach, following up on that, having the offensive coordinator and the quarterback in place from last year, does that put you a leg up on the rest of the teams in the league who have to change that?
Well, I think certainly continuity has always been a wonderful part of what the Giants believe in, and we have a very good staff, a very good group of coaches, and I've indicated to them in the process of preparing for getting our players back that this has got to be a factor in our development and going forward. So, yeah, it's a factor. I'm not going to say to what degree it is over anybody else. Everybody's out there working their tail off, but we do have some advantages.
I just want to be clear about something. You said you took a conservative approach to Smith. Were you given the impression that it was too conservative, that he wasn't happy with it?
Not from anything that I'm aware of.
No. He was here for 2 days, though. I mean, his agent didn't express to you at any point that you need to come up a little more here?
Not. The negotiations don't go through me, but no, that wasn't the case.
You had said that it was a long haul for him to get back. How long did you think it would take for him to return to the
country? Maybe as much as 4 to 6 weeks.
We always hear it's about business. You know, business decisions, the football, the players say that a lot, and they have to go somewhere else. But this sounds like you may have been upset personally by what happened. Is that accurate?
Well, I am upset, and so is everybody. But we're disappointed in the fact that it's like lining up for the race, and you're in the locker room, and nobody tells you the race is going to be run. I mean, that's the disappointing thing here. I mean, I don't believe that we were given the opportunity to,
Coach, when you
to
look,
do what we could do.
Coach, when you look at training camp, have you had to change your philosophy at all because of the shortened and the compressed time that you're allowed on the field?
Well, we're using every second that we can. Yeah, we're using every second that we can. Meeting wise, jog through, walk through wise, we're restricted to one practice. So we've still tried to approach it with a lot of information. Of course, we'll peel back for the game, but there's been some changes in the way we've approached things. But by and large, we've spent a lot of time in the classroom, and hopefully that'll pay off.
You mentioned Beckham. He had a hamstring yesterday. Is that going to be an issue for a while?
Well, I hope not. You know, he needs to be on the field and working every day, and at this point he can't. He's not going to be able to go.
Among the young receivers in camp, and guys maybe like Cruz was here last year and had a great camp, is there anybody specifically you're looking to step up and help fill the void?
I wouldn't say specifically, but certainly we think there's talent here that, when given this opportunity, hopefully will rise to the surface.
Are you a believer that signing somebody from another team in your division can serve, like you can find out about that team? I mean, are you concerned that Steve now goes to Philly with a lot of knowledge of the Giants? Or
not
is that,
from that standpoint,
you
know,
okay.
Tom, have you heard anything positively or negatively from Ben Patrick at all as to his situation?
No.
Any reports on OC yet from the
doctors? No, that was today, I think, midday or something.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Ryan Perry so far in camp?
He's been impressive. He really has. Strong arm, picked it up relatively quickly. Got a ways to go, but I've been impressed.
Tom, was it good to see OC doing at least a couple of football moves out there yesterday?
It was.
Coach, obviously,
you at all?
What's that now?
Did that surprise you? Were expecting him to do that yesterday?
Did that surprise me? No.
Coach, obviously you want to come out injury-free from the first preseason game. What's the big thing you want to have come out of this?
Well, when you go into the first preseason game, there's an awful lot of things on your mind, but you want people free to show their ability, and you want to, organizationally, you want to be as sound as you can be. You want the substitution pattern to be understood completely. You want to hit hard. You want to run fast to the ball. You want people to take care of their, as soon as they have an opportunity, be at their very, very best, not be sloppy with the ball, and not be control penalties in the first game. So there'll be a bunch of objectives for the first game.